Blog Talk Radio.
I'll be brief. I won't hold you up like some common thief. I'll get straight to the point. In no time, I'll have you up out of this joint. I'll be short. I won't keep you like you're in some jury court, waiting while debating which plaintiff case will prevail, or deciding which one will go to jail. Yes, I'll hurry. You don't have to worry. I'm already fixing to get ready to get ready to go. So before anyone hits the door, just remember, I still have the floor. I'm a poet, for those of you who don't know it, and it's been my real intention to show it.
Olympia, greetings. This is Future Show, writing episode
In a Trial by Fire, read by the author Sherelle Omiika Pidiako Garth. I was in a trial by fire. I was in a trial by fire. It was the Western legal system versus the Kemetic, with Tahuti and Mayotte as my judges. Against those who held grudges, they both played a role in the redeeming of my soul. Their spiritual initiation was what the people appreciated. What qualified them for this position was because they were so efficient. They were both beyond the swaying of emotion. They only revered dedication and devotion. The Western system cleverness was a factor. Just watching these would-be actors. The judges use meditation and prophetic skill against those who would attempt to use their will. After hearing the clever orator of Sebek, which the judges soon learned to reject, I knew I had been falsely accused. Somehow I felt betrayed and used. Tahuti and Maya were like Shadrach and Meshach, too bad to go. They were all my heroes, like over in the Exodus before the flames grew hot. Tahuti and Mayotte relinquished me right on the spot. Like Daniel over in the lion's den, Tahuti shut the lion's mouth so he would not sin. And over in Egypt, when Pharaoh sent in his men with a scheme and a plot, both Mayotte and Tahuti cast lot against their plot.
What the blues is all about. The blues ain't nothing but a pain in your heart when you've got a bad start and you and your man has to part. Lady, see the blues. She's got she feels so sad, wants the world to know just what the blues is all about.
Omiika's Mantu Productions brings you a spiritual lifeline connection. Poems written and inspired by a black woman, created for the sole purpose of diverse populations of women in recovery who have been victims but refuse to be victimized. Poems will be read by the author, Omiika Bidiako Garth. The collection is entitled The Journey of a Class Agent, according to Garth. Join me as I recite Volume 1 of The Journey of a Class Agent, according to Garth.
Did you ever believe in things you couldn't see or things you thought you could never be? Like a dreamer, that's what I'll be here in your dreams. A measure of faith, which is what he has given us by grace. Did you ever believe in things you couldn't see or things you thought you could never be? Like a dreamer, that's what I'll be, believing for things I can't see. I'll speak things as though they were, hoping that one day they will occur. I know that what you say is what you have today. It's planned that way, while believing for a future of tomorrow that's brighter than today, for it's the only way. Love, hope, and faith, and the greatest of these is faith. For without faith, it's really impossible to have this grace.
I'll be brief. I won't hold you up like some common thief. I'll get straight to the point. In no time, I'll have you up out of this joint. I'll be short. I won't keep you like you're in some jury court, waiting while debating which plaintiff case will prevail, or deciding which one will go to jail. Yes, I'll hurry. You don't have to worry. I'm already fixing to get ready to get ready to go. So before anyone hits the door, just remember, I still have the floor. I'm a poet, for those of you who don't know it, and it's been my real intention to show it.
Thank you for joining us back on the show. And Mrs. Erica, we're waiting for you to come in if you're in the lobby. We're going to do a few more poems here while we wait for her. The next one is called A Scar, and it's in an anthology. A scar is sexism, classism, ageism, racism. A scar is isms that hold us back, creating a deficiency and a lack. A scar is visible but mostly unseen to the eyes of the average human being. They deter us from reaching our dreams. A scar can come in different sexes in the heterosexual. A scar comes in classes. They suppress and even undermine the masses. A scar comes in all ages. Sometimes they don't develop to their full stages. A scar comes on all faces, and they can show up in unfamiliar places, or you can even find them hiding there amongst the races, a scar. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we were scheduled to have Mrs. Mosley on, and we are going over some of the poems that are going to be entered into our anthology. If you would like to call in with your poems and read them, I encourage you to do so. We have instructed you to go out to the website to upload your poem if you have a poem that you are going to be submitting. But we're going to go right on. We don't know what the weather is like where she's at. But let's get some overstanding. And this one is called Overstanding. This is another one that will be added to the anthology. I begat this while on tour across the Atlas. While back on the back Kurzna, I was recuperating from a blow. Tell me, just who would ever know that I needed to get some overstanding in the situation? Some overstanding in the situation. You see, this thing had me under for so long. I had forgotten how to get over a situation. I was spellbound. I couldn't seem to find my way around. I was slowly going down, trying to get some overstanding in the situation. Some overstanding in the situation. The struggle and complication of it all. After a serious fall, just tell me, who do you call? And the thought of not wanting to feel it all. What do you do when you feel like you just can't take it anymore? Not to mention the thought of having to pace the floor. Everything seemed to have gone bad in my life at the same time. That's when I decided to write the words in these lines. Somebody has got to bring me some understanding in the situation. Some understanding in the situation. What good is it to aspire to reach a little higher when you feel so tired? I have nothing left to fill with inside, nothing but my foolish pride. I have nothing left but these mirrors inside. Now, defending my own destiny wasn't easy, you see. I had to learn to reach deep inside of me, realizing now I know that I possess a source that will never bring me remorse. somebody has brought me some overstanding in the situation, Now, I know that I may have never gotten over the situation had it not been for being under for so long. Now, a situation will never leave me going under, having to wonder and to ponder whether I'll go under. In order to get some understanding in this life today, I realize that I must stop and fast and pray. How's everybody doing this evening? I'd like to welcome you to Oracles Read by Omi Inka. And we are talking about building an anthology. These are just some of the poems that we will be entering in the anthology. And I want you to know that you are definitely invited and welcome to submit your poetry. This is the Care to Read show, as well as the Oracle Reads by Omi Inka 7 and 12. I'd like to welcome you once again. And we're going to go on reading our poetry. And we did have a guest scheduled to come on today, Mrs. Mosley. If you're out in the wing and would like to come in and recite your poetry, you're welcome to do so. You can come and get this teacher, and that's what the title of the next poem is. Come get this teacher. No, I'm not preaching, just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. We've taken our music to another level. Somewhere out there in the middle of space, busting out with lines of ebonics, reducing ourselves to a level of demonics. When we call, when we could be pushing albums that blunt it, instead we choose to front it. Why, we don't take without giving back. We do this to circumvent whack. It's a fact. It's the principle of reciprocity in that. Come and get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching, just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. Why, we've gone from paying some dues to singing someone else's dues. We can't continue to allow ourselves to be used. Come and get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching, just testifying. And you know that I'm not lying. We went from segregated to integrated to miseducated, now to reeducated. It's time that we've been dedicated. Come with this teacher. We've taken our music to another place. Somewhere out there in the middle of space, busting out with lines of ebonics, reducing ourselves to a level of demonics, when we can be pushing albums that blunt it. Or we don't take without giving back. This is a circumvent lack. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching. You know that I'm not preaching. Why, we've gone from paying some dues to singing someone else's blues. We can't continue to allow ourselves to be used. Come and get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching, just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. We went from segregated to integrated. Now we've gone to miseducated. Regret it. Put down the pipes and let's lift up our heads and possess the mic. For we've taken this music to a brand new height. So come with this teaching. No, I'm not preaching, just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. Once rendered moot, unable to use the words of our pursuit. We've got a brand new vocabulary at our disposal. While we're not even writing our own proposals, while the stories of the ghetto hood unfold, of the coming ones to be foretold, didn't you know it? That is our time now to manufacture our own flavor of rhymes. Come to this teaching. No, I'm not preaching. Let's take the message to a higher ground, like Stevie Wonder and James Brown. We don't have time for fooling around. Like, let's take the beat. Where we can all get down, where we can all get down. Knowledge and truth, they tell me, is what the people want to hear in these critical times of living in fear. Let's possess the stage like the coming of the new millennium age. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching, just testifying, and you know I'm not lying. Now I ask you if you are the one, or is there another to come to another level? If you're not, then come get this teaching. And give it to those who I haven't been reaching. Come with this teacher. Once again, we'd like to thank you for tuning in to the all-new featured show, Oracles Read by Omi Inka 7 and 5. And we are going to be asking you to call in with your poetry. We're going to take a little break here because the band has to take a break. I'm going to do some ladies and moves.
Blue, she's good. tiny bed. She feels so sad. Wants the world to know just what the blues is all about. The blues ain't nothing but a pain in your heart when you've got a bad start and you and your man has to part. Lady, see the blues. She's got it bad. She feels so sad. To know just what the blues is all about.
Omiika's Mantu Productions brings you a spiritual lifeline connection. Poems written and inspired by a black woman, created for the sole purpose of diverse populations of women in recovery who have been victims but refuse to be victimized. Poems will be read by the author, Omiika Bidiako Garth. The collection is entitled The Journey of a Class Agent, according to Garth. Join me as I recite Volume 1 of The Journey of a Class Agent, according to Garth. In a Trial by Fire, read by the author Sherelle Omiika Bidiako Garth. I was in a trial by fire. I was in a trial by fire. It was the Western legal system versus the Kemetic, with Tahuti and Mayat as my judges. Against those who held grudges, they both played a role in the redeeming of my soul. Their spiritual initiation was what the people appreciated. What qualified them for this position was because they were so efficient. They were both beyond the swaying of emotion. They only revere dedication and devotion. The Western system cleverness was a factor. Just watching these would-be actors. The judges used meditation and prophetic skill against those who would attempt to use their will. After hearing the clever orator of Sebek, which the judges soon learned to reject, I knew I had been falsely accused. Somehow I felt betrayed and used. Tahuti and Maya were like Shadrach and Meshach, too bad to go. They were all my heroes, like over in the Exodus before the flames grew hot. Tahuti and Maya relinquished me right on the spot. Like Daniel over in the lion's den, Tahuti shut the lion's mouth so he would not sin. And over in Egypt, when Pharaoh sent in his men with a scheme and a plot, both Mayat and Tahuti cast lot against their plots.
I'll be brief. I won't hold you up like some common thief. I'll get straight to the point. In no time, I'll have you up out of this joint. I'll be short. I won't keep you like you're in some jury court, waiting while debating which plaintiff case will prevail, or deciding which one will go to jail. Yes, I'll hurry. You don't have to worry. I'm already fixing to get ready to get ready to go. So before anyone hits the door, just remember, I still have the floor. I'm a poet, for those of you who don't know it, and it's been my real intention to show it.
Deciding which one will go to jail. Yes, I'll hurry.
listened to, get ready to, get ready to go. So before anyone hits the door, just remember, I still have the floor. I'm a poet, for those of you who don't know it, and it's been my real intention to show it.
Productions brings you a spiritual lifeline connection. Poems written and inspired by a black woman, created for the sole purpose of diverse populations of women in recovery who have been victims but refuse to be victimized. Poems will be read by the author, Omiyika Bidiako Garth. The collection is entitled The Journey of a Class Agent, according to Garth. Join me as I recite Volume 1 of The Journey of a Class Agent, according to Garth.
Welcome back, family. You've got your Omiyika 7 live coming to you straight from Oracle's Lead, and we're in the poetry session, Writing Right On, Right On, Episode 3. And we are about to talk a little bit about what an anthology is and why an anthology. It's very important that anthologies should be compiled primarily to allow people to get their work out there, and we are inviting young people to get their work out there. Remember, the indication was you had to be 18 and older to publish in our anthology. However, that website, if you're 13 years old, you can submit your poetry on that site, but not in the anthology book. Now, we're looking for a collection of stories. If you're a storyteller, if you tell love stories, children's stories, and we are creating different categories. And our love stories are primarily for women or males, and we will have categories for that, a section for our children's stories. And the anthology, we are starting out with 25 poems in the anthology that are being collected, and you've heard some of the poems this evening we were bringing to you. Now I like to bring to you The Music Inside of Me. and the music inside of me is one that was written back in 1997 and rewritten again in 2001. So, as we go on to read this poetry, this particular poetry is poetry that is moving poetry. It was written as a dedication to a group of civilians and soldiers. So, let's take a little break here as I can bring this to you.
I'll be brief. I won't hold you up like some common thief. I'll get straight to the point. In no time, I'll have you up out of this joint. I'll be short. I won't keep you like you're in some jury court, waiting while debating which plaintiff case will prevail, or deciding which one will go to jail. Yes, I'll hurry. You don't have to worry. I'm already fixing to get ready to get ready to go. So before anyone hits the door, just remember, I still have the floor. I'm a poet, for those of you who don't know it, and it's been my real intention to show it.
Welcome back, family. See if I can get her back on here. Okay.